Well, this is Barabbit and Babar. There was one season, said Uncle Remus, pulling thoughtfully at his whiskers, when the fox said to himself that he expected better whirl in and plant a goober patch. And in them days, mon hit was tetch and gold. Goobers, by the way, are peanuts. The word want more now in his mouth before the ground is broken up and the goobers is planted. Old Barabbit, he sot off and watched the motions he did, and he sort of shut one eye and sing to his chillens, tie-yi, tungle-lee-yi, eat-em-pee-yi, pick-em-pee. He'd grow in the ground, he'd grow so free, tie-yi, them goober-pee. Sure enough, when the goobers come to ripen up, every time the fox go down to his patch, he find why somebody been grabbing amongst his vines, and he get mighty mad. He sort of speck who to somebody is, but old Barabbit, he cover his tracks so cute that the fox don't know how to catch him. By and by, one day, the fox take a walk all around the ground tree patch and troll along before he find a crack in the fence while the rail done been rubbed right smooth, and right there he sot him a trap. He tuck a bend down a hickory sapling going in the fence corner and tie one in on a plow line on the top, and in the other end he fix a loop knot, and that he fastened with a trigger right in the crack. Next morning, when old Barabbit comes slipping along and croaked through the crack, the loop knot caught him behind the forelegs, and the sapling flew up, and there he was twixt the heavens and the earth. There he swung, and he feared he gwine to fall, and he feared he won't gwine to fall. While he was a-fixing up a tail for Buff Fox, he hear lumbering down the road, and presently here come old Babar ambling along, why he'd been taking a bee tree. But Rabbit, he hail him, howdy, Babar. Babar, he look around, and by he see Barabbit swinging from the sapling, and he holler out, hey, old Barabbit, how you come on this morning? Much obliged, I'm meddling, Babar, says Barabbit, says he. Then Babar, he asks Barabbit what he doing up there in the elements. And Barabbit, he up and say, make a dollar a minute. Babar, he say, how? Barabbit say he keeping the crows out in the fox's ground tree patch. And then he asks Babar if he don't want to make a dollar a minute, case he got a big family of chillens for to take care on. And then he makes such a nice scarecrow. Babar allowed that he take the job, and then Barabbit show him how to bend down the sapling and twirl along before Babar was swinging up door in Barabbit's place. Then Barabbit, he put out for Buff Fox's house, and when he got there, he sing out, Buff Fox, oh, Buff Fox, come out here, Buff Fox, I'll show you the man what been stealing your goobers. Buff Fox, he grabbed up his walking stick, and both of them went running back down to the goober patch. And when they got there, sure enough, there was Buff Bar. Oh, yes, you caught it, says Buff Fox. And before Buff Bar could explain, the rabbit, he jump up and down and holler out, hit him in the mouth, Buff Fox, hit him in the mouth. And Buff Fox, he draw back with the walking cane and blippy tuck him. And every time Buff Bar try to explain, Buff Fox would shout down on him. Whilst all this is a-gwine on, the rabbit, he slip off and get in the mud hole and just left his eyes sticking out, case he know that Buff Bar be coming out of him. Sure enough, bye-bye, here come Buff Bar down the road. And when he got to the mud hole, he say, howdy, Buff Fog. Is you see Barabbit go by here? He just gone by, said Barabbit. And old man Bar took off down the road like a scared mule. And Barabbit, he come out to, and dry himself in the sun and go home to his family, same as any other man. The bear didn't catch the rabbit then, inquired the little boy sleepily. Jump up and down, honey, exclaimed Uncle Remus by way of reply. I ain't got no time for be setting you up, propping your eyelids open.